Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. This is the Xfinity Player Breakdown. It's our starting quarterback, Matt Cassel, two games to go. The final road game is today against the Cincinnati Bengals from Cincinnati. Congratulations on your recent success.
Thank you very much. Excited about it.
You look like you were enjoying yourself in that Philadelphia game. 382, Greg Jennings all over the place. Maybe my favorite was the one on the sidelines to Jarius Wright. What about you?
You know what? It was just a fun day. Things were clicking all day long, and the passing game got going early. I think we started the game 9 for 9, so it's always fun when you get out there and it feels good. You're seeing the defense well. Guys are getting open, and the offensive line did a tremendous job. Matt Asiata steps up. You know, what a day for him. It was so exciting to see him, you know, have so much success, because a lot of times, you know, you got Adrian Peterson, Toby Gerhardt and these guys, and for him to be able to step up as hard as he works and have success, it was awesome to see.
On the touchdown pass to Cordarrelle Patterson in the Eagles game, okay, he's in single coverage.
Right.
He's a rookie of the year candidate. He's very good.
Yes.
But the guy who was covering him was the one who the play before was flagged for taunting.
Right.
So he was frustrated, maybe a little mentally out there.
Right.
Was that a veteran move to look one way and go right at the flustered cornerback?
Well, you know what? It actually, the particular play that we had called, it was a run pass check. And the way that they were lined up, I saw him with inside leverage, and Cordarrelle being such a big body, I just wanted to give him an opportunity to make a play, and we were able to throw the ball back shoulder, and it was great, and it worked out well.
When you won the game at Wembley, right, Cordarrelle Patterson was not nearly as far along from a receiving standpoint as he is now.
Right.
What's different about him?
You know, I think he's made progress throughout the year, and he'll be the first to tell you that he's got a long ways to go still, and the sky's the limit for him. You know, physically, he's got all the tools, and obviously we've created a role for him within this offense just to get him the ball in space and do those kind of things. At the same time, he's still growing in that receiver position because he hasn't played that much football. You know, if you think about it, he went to 1 year to junior college, 1 year to Tennessee, and now right into the pros. He's still learning the game itself, and he continues to get better and work at it, and he's getting better each and every week.
Through some of the success you had at New England, through some of the struggles you and the team had at Kansas City to now, professionally, what have you learned about yourself?
You know, I think one thing is that I can withstand a lot of adversity. There's no doubt. I mean, you have to be able to be mentally tough. And I think that that's one thing that I'd say through thick and thin, I try to keep an even keel and just try to be steady with my preparation, how I go about my business. And I try not to get too high when things go well, try not to get too low when things don't go the way that I plan, and continue to work to get better.
What do we know about Cincinnati's defense? 4-3 defense. Right. Very physical defensive line, no Geno Atkins, but still a good defensive line, right?
Absolutely. Great defensive line. They rush the passer well with just four guys, and then they create a lot of different pressure with their double mug program, which by that I mean the two linebackers come step up, they bring pressure off the sides, and they'll jab out and try to confuse you that way. So they've got a great defensive scheme. Coach Zimmerman over there does a great job. He's been with them for a long time. So as a whole, we've got quite a good defense we're going up against, who obviously they're fighting for playoffs and position, so it should be a good test for us.
When you've received the opportunity, for the most part, you've done extremely well here. Congratulations on your recent success.
Thank you very much.